Bake and Take Month, celebrated each March, is a great chance for families and service groups to get together in the kitchen. Prepare gifts of fresh baked wheat foods for relatives, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and just about anyone who likes to eat. The visit when you deliver the baked goods is one of the most enjoyable aspects of the tradition, which started in 1970 as a community service project of the Kansas Wheatharts, an auxiliary organization of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. But before you celebrate, enjoy this updated parody of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie to commemorate all the different parts of the wheat industry that came together to make those shared treats possible. Before you give a friend a loaf of bread for Bake and Take Month, you'll first need to bake it. But to make that recipe, you'll need ingredients like flour, so you'll need to run to the grocery store. But before the flour appears on the shelf, it has to be milled. That happens at a flour mill under millers who have to understand the milling differences in the six classes of wheat, principles of wheat cleaning and conditioning, wheat flour blending, and the impact of grade, wheat quality characteristics, and mill performance on flour extraction. But before the millers can grind and sift flour, they need to procure wheat. Organizations like U.S. Wheat Associates help millers around the world understand the grade, flour, and end product data for each year's crop. But the elevator cannot sell the wheat to the miller if they do not have bushels in their bin. So they need farmers to deliver their wheat to the elevator, which are cooperatives that help supply Kansas farmers more than just grain storage. But before farmers can bring their wheat to the elevator, they will have to harvest it. But before farmers can harvest their wheat, they will manage their fields all year to ensure the crop has the nutrients it needs to grow the right treatments to prevent or treat pests, weeds, or diseases. That means they will need to attend programs like WeedRx to learn about the latest research on suggested management practices. But while farmers manage their fields, Mother Nature has to provide enough moisture and the right temperatures for the wheat to grow. But before a farmer can pick a variety, a wheat breeder has to release it. The Kansas Wheat Alliance is one source that helps manage the release of wheat varieties from Kansas State University's breeding programs. But before a wheat breeder can release a new wheat variety, researchers will test them out using innovations that speed up the wheat breeding pipeline, like double haploid breeding. But before a potential wheat line becomes a variety, researchers will need to use the latest technology, like gene editing, to select the best genetic combinations using technology. But before researchers identify what traits to pursue in new wheat varieties, they need input and support from groups like Kansas Wheat, the Kansas Wheat Alliance, and the Kansas Crop Improvement Association. And after all that hard work, everyone will need a snack. And what better than a piece of bread shared between friends? Looking for a specific date to share what you've learned along with a tasty treat? Mark your calendar for March 23rd, 2024 as National Bake and Take Day. Need some more inspiration? Check out recipes at eatwheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.